In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There will always be wolves in sheep's clothing this side of eternity. Scripture tells us so. The prophet Ezekiel paints quite a word picture against certain false prophets when he said, "Your prophets have been like jackals among ruins, O Israel." Jackals among ruins. Now that's a word picture. St. Paul warns the Ephesian elders before he departs for Jerusalem in Acts chapter 20. "I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock." Even outside of Scripture, before Martin Luther died in 1546, he knew that there would be people who would come in, not only from the outside, but also even, as it were, from the inside, who would turn upside down his teaching and divide Christianity. And he was right. Why then does God let false prophets come? He allows them to come to chastise the ungrateful. As our Lord says, "I have come in my Father's name and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him." Our Father also allows false prophets to come in order to test his faithful. St. Paul tells the church in Corinth, "There must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized." And sometimes it's very easy to spot a false prophet. You turn on the television and you go to those channels where there is Christian television and you watch the TV preachers. And before too long, you can probably pick out when they are not speaking about Jesus Christ and Him crucified, but talking about themselves or talking about some way that you will either get rich, get wealthy, get healthy, or all of the above. And then you can easily say, boy, that doesn't even sound like a Christian sermon to me. Most of the time, however, it will be very difficult to detect true and false preachers. Wolves costume themselves in such a way that you cannot see their hairy bodies when they are covered with sheep's wool. Sheep's clothing here is best described as external prestige of a Christian. Now, don't confuse external prestige with things like ecclesiastical vestments, like what I'm wearing or what Vicar is wearing. These garments cover up Dave Jewell and Kyle Bliss in order that you are able to hear Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He and I could very well do without these and still preach Jesus to you, but it's good to remain within a churchly custom and not reinvent the wheel. What our Lord here is getting at, though, is listening to what comes out of a preacher's mouth. There are many false preachers who preach from Holy Scripture, and these are pious men. Some even boast that they have special gifts and powers that they can do that preachers nowadays do not do, such as, "I can cast out demons. Come to my church and I'll cast out a demon. Or I'll heal you from a particular sickness. Or I will speak in tongues to show you that the Holy Spirit actually resides here." Or in the case of almost 30 years ago within some portions of Christianity in America was a thing called the Toronto Blessing, in which people would come to church and attempt to get slain, as it were, in holy laughter. It was as if you're watching a sitcom and couldn't stop laughing, sometimes for half an hour or longer. And churches that had this would brag about the fact, "Well, we have the Toronto Blessing. How about your church?" "Oh, you don't have the Toronto Blessing?" And then you kind of like that and move on from there. This is where we remember that St. Paul tells us in something like speaking in tongues, that the greater gift is not speaking in tongues. The greater gift actually is to interpret what is being said in tongues. Back to external prestige for a moment. You and I should have a conversation, and you should be the one to start the conversation. If you were ever to see in my driveway, instead of a very modest 2014 Toyota Avalon that I drive right now, a brand new Porsche 911 GT3 RS. One of those cars that goes like over 200 miles an hour. That's when you probably want to pull me aside and say, what are you in this for, Pastor? Or if I were to ever interrupt a conversation with you by saying, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go now. They're gassing up my Citation jet down at Truax Field and I've got to fly off to a pastor's conference. I think maybe we should have a conversation if that comes up ever. That's another thing about external prestige, riches, wealth. Now, it's okay to have enough money, but when you're starting to show it off, especially if you serve as someone like me, good time to have a conversation. Now, wolves in sheep's clothing also like to boast. They like to boast about the many good deeds and good things they have in God's kingdom that they've done. This is one trap that even the most faithful preacher can easily get caught up. You go to a pastor's conference, for example. Say we'll have one this fall where it's not just our district, the South Wisconsin district, but North Wisconsin district will be there. We'll kind of meet them halfway somewhere. And I'm sure I will meet a pastor that I've not met before who's over in the other district. And they'll shake my hand and I'll introduce myself. Hello, I'm Dave Jewell. I'm pastor at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Arlington. And usually the first thing that happens when you meet someone you don't know and you say you're from Arlington, where's Arlington? And then you explain to them and they're like, I think I've heard of it. It's probably right off the interstate, right? Yeah, okay. Then the next thing they'll ask is, how many do you worship? I usually put my tongue in my cheek and I say, oh, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's when the other pastor kind of rolls his eyes and shakes his head and goes, no. How many do you have on Sunday? What's your church attendance? What's your Bible study attendance? What's your Sunday school? Vacation Bible school? Numbers. When you play the numbers game, you'll soon realize that boasting about numbers or particular spiritual gifts or anything else besides Jesus Christ and Him crucified, all these things are in the way of the law. There'll never be enough numbers. There'll never be enough gifts. There'll never be enough of anything. In fact, the word enough is a law word in the first place. A pastor loves a congregation that grows, don't get me wrong. But the growth that counts, the growth that he loves, is not by the number. It's by the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. It's the depth in Holy Scripture. That's the number that counts, the growth that counts. When our Lord tells you to beware of wolves in sheep's clothing, he tells you that you will recognize them by their fruits. What are these fruits? Our Savior answers, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. You do not go to an apple tree and expect to pick a pawpaw. You do not go to a beautiful, healthy tree and expect the fruit to be full of worms. Nor do you go to a three-quarters dead tree and expect to have a bountiful harvest. A tree has its particular fruit by which it is recognized. A prophet brings forth prophecy. A teacher teaches. A preacher preaches. The fruit of the prophet is what it's taught. If the prophet is false, nothing comes out of his mouth that's going to happen. So he's a false prophet. If the prophet is true, then the things that he talks about will come to pass, sometimes pretty quick. Other times it may take hundreds, if not thousands, of years. He then would be a true prophet. What then is true teaching? Only what is taught, beloved, that is drawn from Holy Scripture is true teaching. The first question a preacher and a hearer should ask before he preaches or you hear is, what does Holy Scripture say? This will save so much heartache in the church if we ask ourselves this question. So often in the years that I've been a pastor, I've had to sit down with people like you and have a conversation where someone comes to me and says, Pastor, I've never heard what you are talking about before. And I don't usually sit there and go, well, if only you came to church and Bible class a little bit more, you'd probably get in on that. No, I go and say, let's open up the Bible. Let's open up the Bible and see what it says. Because chances are it's going to be there. And yes, there are many, many Christians who look at a teaching and will say something like, oh, rats, it's there and I wish it wasn't. When a preacher preaches according to the healthy teaching of the Bible, beloved, then you know he is not a wolf in sheep's clothing. You may not like to see it. There are things in the Bible sometimes I sit there and go, ooh. But it's there. And we believe it. And we confess it. Like Samuel, when he came to Jesse's farm to anoint David as the king of Israel, we tend to look at outward appearances. We tend to judge by those outward appearances. Do. Confession time. I look at you sometimes and I do judge you inside. And it's a horrible, horrible habit. Pray that I will stop doing it. Maybe you've seen someone walk around with a t-shirt that says, I judge you by your grammar. You judge people by what team they root for on a football field or a baseball field or a basketball court. These things people can disagree on, and it's great conversation when we do. What matters for a Christian preacher, however, is what comes out of his mouth. Please do not take anything for my word that falls from this pulpit or from a Bible study. Open up your Bible. Ask, do the words from pastor's mouth agree with Holy Scripture? Are his words healthy doctrine? Do they jibe with the small catechism that I learned about in confirmation instruction? And if they don't, we should talk, because I need to be corrected. In this way, the sheep do indeed judge their shepherd. The gold standard for all preachers of Jesus Christ, beloved, is St. Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Good one to hang on to, vicar, for the next year. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. And I think I'm pretty good at lofty speech sometimes. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Wolves in sheep's clothing sound like they preach like this, but they don't. And yes, I know it's hard sometimes to figure it out, to pray for discernment. Jesus then says you will recognize them by their fruits. A true preacher preaches the healthy teaching of sacred scripture, that is Jesus Christ and him crucified, who bestows this alien righteousness that covers all your sins and bestows on you sonship, sonship. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, as St. Paul says in the epistle reading from Romans 8. That, beloved, is the good fruit from the healthy tree that is planted and nourished in the pure, clear fountain of Israel, Holy Scripture, our great heritage. But you don't have to take my word for it. Thanks be to God. The word is there. For you, for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.